I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
100.7 Star, more good days in May from New Directions Counseling Services in the North Hills and in Robinson. Megan Daugherty is with us, and you were talking about PTSD, but now let's transition to people that battle addiction. And I mean, this I can't wrap my brain around. Addiction is so horrific of a fight every single day, let alone during this pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen it as a crisis for decades, but I think in the last decade, it's just ran rampant. Even in our state alone, like, it's been really traumatic.
We do something called Erase the Epidemic. It's our anti-opioid campaign, and we've gotten some numbers with that. We've worked with the sheriff's department, the DEA, and the amount of people that are, especially with the opioid crisis, it's unbelievable. So if there's somebody listening to the Bubba Show right now that maybe has that ongoing battle, what can you tell them to get them through this day, to get them to the next moment, to get them to the next day, to help them know that there's still help out there and there's light at the end of the tunnel?
We were just talking about mindfulness. I think taking it second by second sometimes, like not catastrophizing, not going into like, how am I going to manage my recovery? How am I going to do my steps with my sponsor? Like whatever it is in their recovery they're working on specifically, try not to project into the future and just be in the moment right now. There are a lot of resources. It just looks different. So like I have a huge list that we've compiled, and I can send that to you guys if there's a way to show it. But meetings just look different. Like you're in AA or NA, they're on Zoom now, just like we are.
Yep.
You can call your therapist. Like I said before, you can still utilize that. You can call your sponsor. I mean, technically at a distance, at a safe distance, you could be around certain people. So it's just getting creative and taking it, like, if you have to, 1 second at a time.
You know, and on social media, it's sad to say, but a lot of people are quarantining and drinking. And, you know, you see these memes and these GIFs and these TikToks of people saying, oh, well, it's noon Monday through Friday. Let's just start drinking. And it's funny and you joke about it. But in actuality, when you have an addiction, it has to be worse now, especially being at home.
Absolutely. I have a couple clients in recovery, and I've seen the impact of that trigger that brings on social media. And I think it's easy. I think it's instant gratification for people to utilize, you know, drinking wine at a certain hour, trying to cope with it, but you're not really coping. You're numbing your feelings right now, and they're still going to be there, but you're going to have a lot of physiological changes to your body if you're using a depressant to try to cope with such a situation.
You know, how much, so telehealth, right? So the ability to meet with somebody like you, kind of in the same environment that Melanie and I are meeting with you right now and talking to you on the radio, how is it important to have appointments more frequently, or should you just stay the course when it comes to telehealth versus live face-to-face meetings?
It depends on the person. I've had clients that are like, I could really use extra, and we've doubled up and done two a week. I've had clients who this isn't their favorite thing in the world, being on technology. And so they're utilizing it, but maybe it's bi-weekly now instead of weekly until we get back in the office. There's no cookie cutter response to that question. It's just like what they need in this moment.
So what about, let's say there are people that battle, you know, some sort of mental health issues, where this, have you found any that this is good for? Meaning the world has slowed down so much that they can now keep up. Have you had any patients or do you know any stories of how this has actually been good for some people?
Yes, I was just talking to a colleague about this. I think this has been great for my social anxiety individuals.
Really?
Yes.
It's a lot to get in the door to a therapy session in itself if you're not anxious. Then you add in like one-on-one in person, like that can bring up a lot of things. This barrier right here, even though I would prefer to see you like fully and see all the nonverbals, for them, it's just like a little safety net of like, okay, I'm in my own home. I'm comfortable. You're not in my face right now, technically. And right. So it helps them open up more.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Megan Daugherty from New Directions Counseling Services, LLC. You've got, you're in the Robinson location, correct?
Yep.
And the website is newdirectionspgh.com, newdirectionspgh.com. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being a part of More Good Days in May.
Thank you for having me.
That's awesome. More Good Days in May brought to you by UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.